Okay, before we go weiter, Tais and Rishonim about Matea, there's one of the points I want to go back to. We're discussing how, what's the side of Chalipin versus Kesev. We said Rashi that Kesev, you're paying for Chalipin is an exchange. We also mentioned the Ramban. That was the Ramban Kedushin of Gimel was Mashma that Kesev is also Betzem an exchange. And that's the Havmin was that Isha's Niknis B'Chalipin is because it's like Kesev is an exchange, so Chalipin is also an exchange. Mashmalon, the chayyim that chalipin is different. My point was mashmalon that maybe a little different. That kesef batsim is an exchange. Not like we were saying kesef, the idea of kesef is that you're paying for the object. Chalipin is maybe the exchange. But just the follow up on that Ramban, the hemesh of that Ramban, which I'm not sure how it's going to work out. So there's a question that David raised yesterday, and that is that the Kinyan Sudar. Oh, Adam, we got a table seat. The Kinyan Sudar, welcome to the table. The Kinyan Sudar, why is there a problem of Shemayayim and Nisrfu Chitecha Baliyah? Right, we say that the Fir B'yayachim, the Reis, and Mois is Kainois, but Midrabbanan, they took away the Kinyan Mois. Because of Shash, that maybe you're going to pay for the object, and if there'll be a fire, so the Moicha won't be motivated to save it because he has the money, and the object belongs to you, so let it burn. So therefore, the Mabatul came Moicha, and the Mabatul they gave his chos to be able to be Chayzer, or maybe someday we'll get to that Sugya. I mean someday, I mean 100 years from now, hopefully we'll get there. It's not so far away. Anyway, so the question was, why by Kinyan Sudar don't we have the same problem? I'm kind of 100,000 bushels of apples with Kinyan Sudar, so why do we have the same problem that Shemayim Nisrifu Chitecha Baliyah? That was the question that David raised. I saw Maaseh Rishonim really deal with it. But I want to really focus on Rabban's Teretz. It's Tais already on that mem. Where is this? Yeah, on that mem of Manalev in the bottom already discusses it. The Rabban asked the question. Because if you say you can't be kaina until they both make the mashicha, meaning, in other words, when it's shav b'shavah, right? When the machal parah b'chamar, right? The machal parah b'chamar, that's also chalipin, right? Until now, we've really been talking more about Kinyan Sudar. Chalipin, where you give something, which is a kli, which is not a kli, to make the Kinyan. There's also a chalipin of Shava B'Shava, where we'll see, imagine Shem in the Hemshach, that the Shitzer Ben Tam is that a lot of the halachas that we have, a lot of machlaikasin that we have by Kinyan Sudar, you need a kli. Yeah, is peri avdi chalipin? All those these discussions Might not apply by when it's shav b'shava. That's when you have a kinyan suder. Then the shayla has to be a kli. What about peiris v'chulu? Yeah, but if it's shav b'shava, it's tit v'tat machla par v'chamar, where it's equal value, and that according to Rabbi Tam, that's also in the parsha of chalipin. When the Gemara of Mem Zayin learns out from the psukim by Boyaz, al gula v'al tamura. Al gul v'al tamura. It's not just Satan Rebbe Seif, it's also Pasik. Then we learn out from there, he says, tamura is chalipin shal shav v'shava. And kayim kol davar is even when it's not shav v'shava. Al kapar time, there's two types of chalipin. There's type of chalipin of shav v'shava, and type of chalipin of kinyan, what we call kinyan suda. Yeah. Now, says the Ramban, by shav v'shava, so, what are you going to say? That they shemat aimer lo yikne ad yimshchu shnehem af aimer lo nisfu chitecha shemashachti baliyah. So what are you going to say? That machpar b'chamar. So the baal chamar gives the baal para the chamar. And then that's what he's kind of the para. So what are we going to say? I give you the chamor.
The person who's moshech the chamor doesn't own it yet.
If you're going to say that Yisrael Echbaliyah, no.
Then the problem will exist. Even after I was moshech the chamor, it doesn't belong to me, and I'll say Nisrafu chamorcha, the chaliyah. So they can't
be. Okay. If you're gonna say that you're not kind of with Khalifan alone, and you need that they both should do it, why? Because this is Baliyah. So what's gonna happen? So I give you the Khamar, I didn't get the par yet. Right? So what are we gonna say? No, I'm not kind of the par. Why? Because Shemiyam and this is Baliyah. But we have a problem though. If we have a problem though, then he'll say, the Marecha will say, Nisru Chamar Chabaliyah. Again, I gave you the Chamar, I'm carrying the Parah. Right? So, if we say that, what's the problem? That if I didn't take the Parah yet, if I didn't take the Parah, put your hand down. If I didn't take the Parah yet, then the problem is, the Baal Chamar will say, Nisru Parah Chabaliyah. So they put Shimmy Kain until I actually carry the Parah like Mashiach Lakesa. But now we still have a problem. Because now, what's the problem? Because he has, the Baal HaPara has my Chamar. So he'll say, this is from Chamar Chabaliyah.
No,
right? I spit your hand out. Close your mouth. So the Ramban says, the Ramban says, that when it's Shav B'Shava, you don't gain anything by being mevatel. You don't gain anything by being mevatel. Being mevatel the kinyan, right? You don't gain anything by being mevatel the kinyan. Therefore, right? Because if you get mevatel the kinyan, you still have the problem. So Elamai, we don't have that problem. There's no point in mevatel the kinyan if you still have the potential nisr dech baliyah. Therefore, by shav v'shava, for sure, there's no point in being mevatel the kinyan. Here's the creation of the Ramban. Says Ramban, Im Kain, who had them by Suder? Why? There's a light plug. Once they were Mavatlid by Shav B'Shava, so male they were Mavatlid by Kenyan Suder also. And here the Ramban says a Knech, which I think is important in our whole understanding of Kenyan Suder, which is why I can bring down the Ramban. Says Ramban, Napkin tsunami. Kana, the achshevela suder kiperis. Yeah? I think Rabban's telling us he's side over here in how Kinyan Suda works. Because till now, I would have thought that Kinyan, if it's Shav B'Shav, is way different than by Kinyan Suda. What's Rabban telling me? That Kinyan Suda, Achshavei, yeah, the Suda compares. Says Rabban, Be'etzim, every Kinyan Suda, the side of Kinyan Suda is that you're being machshiv the Suda as the thing you want to be kind of. Yeah? The 100,000 bushels of wheat that you want to be kind of with the Kinyan Suda, with the handkerchief, the side of the Kinyan is that ke'ilu, I'm being machshiv the Suda as 100,000 bushels of wheat. That's the way the Kinyan's working. That's the way the Kinyan's working. So in other words, it's not just like symbolic, I'm giving you a sudar kilu. No, the site is it's ki'ilu, I'm being done. Right? The Torah is machshavit. The sudar ki'ilu, it's the equivalent value of the thing that you're being kaina. And Meir, it's always like shav b'shava. That's the mashmaya of the Ramban. One second. So Meila says, Ramban, Meila is loy plug. If they weren't mavatal by Shav Vishava, the male they weren't mavatal it Shem Yaimru, see, now even though by Kinyan Suda you have the Chash Shem Yaimru, Nisrifuchtecha Baliyah. Kasaif, all he got was a Suda, right? And there's no offsetting Taina. Oh, the problem that maybe I'll say the Suda was okay, maybe I'll say if said the Suda is Nisr Baliyah, no, Mela. Yeah? But still we say it's Loi Plug. Why is there Loi Plug? Loi Plug is Be'etzem, the Gedder of Kinyan Suda is the same as when it's Shav B'Shav. That's the chara, I think, there's a kenetch over here in Rabban, which is important in our understanding Mechlau of Kinyan Suda. Now, the Rabban gives another terrorist to the Kasha. That the reason why there's no chash, Shem Yoyim and Nisr Chachem Baliyah, by Suda, because he says, Harei, he didn't pay it, right? And that Tyson member says that also. Yeah? What's a chash? Yeah? I bought 100,000 bushels of wheat from you, and I was kind of Kinyan Suda. So chash, you'll say, Shem Yoyim and Nisr Chachem Baliyah. How can I be kind? There should be about the Kinyan, you shouldn't say Nisr Chachem Baliyah. Says Rabban, I didn't pay for it yet. Right? When we do the Kinyan Suda, right, it's not the pshat that I'm not planning on paying it. Right? Kinyan Suda is just the mode of Kinyan. Yes, how am I being kainin? Physically, how am I being kainin? But about that, I'm buying it from you, and about that, I'm slapped to pay for it. Therefore, he's not going to say, even though technically, right, he bought that wheat, and now that it got burnt, technically, he still owes the meicher the money. That was the deal. I bought you wheat. I took possession of the wheat batsim. I was kind of the wheat. And now that they got burnt, it's my problem. I still have to pay you. But, Saif goes Saif, it's definitely going to be a hassle for the meicher to get his money, being that his wheat went up in flames, right? And it's going to be a hassle to get the money. So therefore, it's worth his while to matriach himself to put out the fire and not get involved in the whole thing. Because since Saif Kasaif, the guy didn't pay yet, and Saif Kasaif, the guy is going to make a huge hassle to lay out that money, to pay that money for something that he's not getting, and therefore, it's in the Moich's best interest to matriach himself yet to put out the fire, because this way he knows his money is more secure. So therefore, technically, according to this teretz, we don't have, there's less of a chash, Shem Yaimru, Nisr Chdecha Baliyah. Yes, Akiva.
The first part, the Ramban said it would be pointless to be mevatel it by if it's a Shava Shava. But no, it has to do with that. Okay, so one has, I have a par, Yoni has a chamar. So he'll pick up my par, and instead of me being kind of the chamar, Yoni will be mechayim with the chamar. And that solves the problem. He can't say, Mr. Fru, chamar,
chamar, chamar. I understand what you're saying.
I have a par yoni as a chamara, yeah?
Okay.
You want to do a chalipin.
Okay.
So yoni will pick up my par and be kainet, yeah? No. Instead of having that his chamara is instantly kainet to me, have that he's mechayev the chamara to me.
What do you mean mechayev? I don't know
what's mechayev. But you see what we mean when we're asking the Mishnah when it says, what's the mechayev as a chesed? That he owes the chamara to me.
What does that mean?
And then he can't
be
super chamara to Valiya because it's not my chamara.
It's like
with the Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah, we said, Azov mechayev as a chesed. That it's not actually my kesef, he just owes kesef to me. So he owes chamor to me.
I don't want any chamor, I want a specific chamor.
He owes a specific chamor to me, but it's not yet mine, he just owes it to me.
Sure.
But that's, were you being kind of, you're not being chayav, you're being kind of.
No, that would be the tekanas derabanan, that would fix this to chamor kavaliya.
Who said?
Maybe not be your chamor, maybe that he owes the chamor, but it doesn't actually be yours.
I don't know if you have that.
Based on first terrors, you're wiping out the whole Tinyan Chalipim if you say you're worried about this.
That's okay. Is that goof? That's the question. Yes. Just like we wiped out the whole Kinyan Kesef, so we want to wipe out the whole Kinyan Chalipim. Yes, exactly. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah.
We wiped the whole Kinyan Kesef. You have a problem with that? No. Because you know, you're used to it already. Because you know that the Kinyan Kesef doesn't work. Because, so get used to it. The Kinyan Chalipim as well. Yes, Daniel.
When I do a
Kinyan Suda,
so that guy, the guy that
makes
the Suda, is that
appeal
like I'm kind of the money that he owes me or whatever the thing that he owes me?
Huh?
Is it appeal like
Kinyan Suda, you've been kind of the object. That's Kinyan Suda's fault.
Right,
no
is
money.
Is that representing a Kinyan of the thing that
he's going to Kinyan
later on? Or is that,
I don't know what you're talking about. I want to buy your kaivets. I give you a suitor, I'm kind of kaivets. Right. Next.
So now, when I get the suitor, so am I
I'm kind of the kaivets.
And when I'm kind of the suitor, am I also kind of the thing that you will pay me in the future?
What thing?
Money? Or
no, I owe you the money. What money? You're not kind of anything. You mean kind of the suitor. You're kind of the suitor, I'm kind of the kaivets. Adkan. Okay. Now, just one more point before we go back to Tysus. Because another point we were discussing yesterday, that when we said in Rashi, there's a fundamental difference between Kinyan Chalipin and Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Chalipin. Kesef tries you paying for the object, and Chalipin is something else, right? So I was saying that it's idea of a switch. If everyone was more to say that it was Stama a Mais Ba'alma, Stama Mais Kinyan Ba'alma. Right? It's not Mais Kinyan Ba'alma. Mais Nesina Ba'alma. It's Mais Kinyan Ba'alma. And then we had a little bit of a discussion regarding the Gemara of Yud Aleph on Beis, where when you want to be Makna the Matnas Kuna, the Truma, the Kayna, the Chalipin. So Gemara says, Derech Mechahu. Zenoisin like Caleb Tachtein, there's a little dig over there. Mashman is Tachas, not just on Maisa Kenyan. That's what we're discussing. But I did find though, so again, in Rashi I thought from Rashi and Alf and Bez, and that's why I learned Rashi Be'os, the idea of Suda is some Chalipin over here. It's this for that. It's not just on some Maisa Kenyan Ba'alma, like any other kids. Maisa Kenyan Ba'alma, you give this, you kind of Maisa Kenyan Ba'alma. But I did find in the Sefer on Kinyanim, so I was looking at it, and he brings down a very interesting Sefer Tzurah Mar, which I think I might have in my house, but I forgot to look. It means that the Tzurah Kesef is Talmud of the Rajba. Tzurah Kesef. And Shara Kesef says like this. He says, Tamura zu chalipin. That's Gemara Mem Zayin, Gemara Dash, the Pasuk, al Gulav, al Tamura. The Gemara Dash, the Pasuk for chalipin. Yeah? Tamura zu chalipin, shemach levdavar bedavar shav v'shava. Right? So Tamura, that's where Ben Tam learns that there's two ideas of, mentioned before, there's two ideas in chalipin, the shav v'shava, and that is what we call Kinyan Suda. Right? Tumura, Taisa Mem Zayin brings down, that's what we learn out, Shav B'Shav. L'kayim kol davar, L'kayim kol davar, Shalaf ish naloi, that's what we call Suder. Tahainu kinyan now, V'sudar she'en adayim l'chalipin el shenayis ten oisai l'kiyam hadavar v'nikra chalipin b'chol makayim v'hu ha'nikra kinyin. All the shas, whenever you find the word kinyin, yeah, kinyin, stam kinyin and shas, stam you should know, stam kinyin and shas is kinyin suda, kinyin chalipin. It's kinyin suda, that's stam kinyin and shas. Says the Tzara Kesef that you learn out from the pasuk, l'kayim kol davar, l'kayim kol davar. Tumura zu chalipin. L'kayim kol davar shol v'shnaray v'nasareyu. What's that? So the way the Tzara Kesef, you have to see the Gemara, there's different halach mashayim in the Mirash, not like that, but the way the Tzara Kesef, Tam Rajb is learning, yeah, Tamura zu chalipin, what type of chalipin? Chalipin of Shalv b'Shalv. L'kayim kol davar shalaf ish naloi, what we call Kinyan Suda, that's shalaf ish naloi, that's talking about like what we call Kinyan Suda. She'en eidoim l'chalipin. Yeah, it's not daimel chalipin. Ella she noyisten oisel l'kiyum hadavar. Yeah, noyisten oisel l'kiyum hadavar. Meaning, there's something that we're discussing, some asik, some business, something that some eschayves that we're talking about, and the giving of the sudar is mekayim kol davar. Yeah, it's mekayim the inyan that we're handling, right? So it definitely sounds like in the Talmud or Ashba that Kinyan Sudar is not the pshat that I'm giving you the Sudar. I'm giving you the Sudar in place of we're exchanging the Sudar for whatever is I'm buying, right? But what I want to say in Rashi, if I want to point out also like the Ramban was very clear like that, right? The Ramban is very clear like that. The Ramban says that Kinyan Sudar is really. Is a ke'ilu of Shavu Shavu, right? The Talmud Rashi is saying that no, Kinyan Suda is l'kayim kol davar. It sounds like he's saying that it's not that I'm giving you the Suda in exchange for the Suda, you're giving me whatever it was that we're talking about. I mean, you're kind of this, I'm kind of that. It's an exchange, right? Rather, it's a new thing. It's a Kinyan, new type of Kinyan. L'kayim kol davar. Yeah, he says it's not daimet the chalipin. The way we're saying it's daimet the chalipin. It's just different. There's shava shava, not shava shava. Man's keilu. Even don't say it's keilu, but I'm giving you a suder and in its place, I'm giving you a suder. I'm getting back whatever it is, right? He says no, it's any daimet the chalipin. It's l'kayim kol davar. It's a new thing. The Yisrael of Kinyan Chalipin is some type of Maisa Kinyan here, which is Makayim Kol Davar. It makes happen whatever it is that we want to make happen. That's what's said. That would definitely be Mashma, that's certainly a new type of Kinyan, and it's a Maisa Kinyan Ba'alma. It's not even, there's no type of exchange over here. That much we've seen it. Maybe even you know more than the tzad that we discussed yesterday. It's not ma'aseh. This is just a new idea. L'kayim kol davar. It also means there's also a Raj. Maybe we'll get back to the Raj. The Raj in the Darim that, and when the Gemara talks about k'niyam nas lahaknois. Let's look up. We'll get back to maybe different time. Okay, so we do see, so again, because yesterday we were discussing what is the idea of Suder. So some of this question will become bigger and bigger as we go through the sugya. We'll see more and more Marmukaimis on it. But just what I saw so far was that we do see in the Ramban very clearly that it's Taka in exchange. And the idea is, okay, we're Makshiv, the Suder Kilu, it's the value, it's like Shav B'Shava. That's what I want to say in Rashi. I think Rashi in the Alvam Amral. But it's also Mashma like that. It's Tachteyan. The Suder is Tachteyan of the Truma. That's why it's a problem of Mechamemkar. It looks like Mechamemkar. And then, but we see this new idea, maybe from the Talmud of the Rajba, which is Mashma, that's not a new thing of Kayim called Dover. Okay, so that's it. We're in the middle of Taisvis. Oh, so even before Taisos. Again, because we're talking about the Rashi. The Rashi makes a chilah between Chalipin. Rashi makes a chilah between Chalipin and Keser. Right? This Taras Damim, Rashi, we said yesterday, the Taras Damim is that you pay for it, and then there's Taras Chalipin, where it's just, you know, and it's just an exchange, that's what we want to say in Shan Rashi. I was wondering, because the Taras Rosh on that Membav, he asked a question. The Maskana of the Gemara, and we say, Shmamin Mabeya Nas Chalipin. Yeah? In other words, even though Kinyan Kesef, we say we hold that Kinyan Kesef doesn't work by Metalplin, because even for Yechanan, they don't Mabatal Kinyan Kesef, but still, Mabeya is Nas Chalipin. So Rosh wants to know, how do we know if it's Chalipin or Kesef? Now, right, Kinyan Kesef doesn't work, yeah? But Mabeya is Nasa Chalipin. I can use Mabeya for Chalipin, right? But Kinyan Kesef doesn't work, right? So how do I know if I'm doing Kinyan Kesef and they'll say that Kinyan is not Chal, or am I doing Chalipin and it is Chal? Right? What?
Possibly the value?
We saw yesterday the Sma, yeah, and the Shah and the Taz that for Kinyan Kesef you don't have to pay the full value now. You even proved that was all the Shiloh. Is it down payment? Or is Stam up some ice Kinyan Baal Mirtaz? Stam ice in the scene of Baal Mirtaz said, right? But you don't have to pay full, yeah, to be kind of right now, right?
So there can be even less than a Baal.
What?
So there can be less than a
pruta. So if it's a kli, it can be even less than a pruta. If it's a kli. If it's money, it can be less than a pruta. If Omat Bey is nasa chalipin, is it even by less than a pruta? Kli apishay mishal pruta. Only a kli, because a kli has a value. The kli has a value of what you can do with it. But by matbeya, on the side of matbeya is nasa chalipin, then mistama has to be a pruta. So that's the Taisa Rosh question. He brings down Rashi. Rashi perish b'tchilas ha-sugya. He goes back to our Rashi. Alpha gav the mois ainun kainois. Hanim luk shenosam b'tayres domim. Kederach mechamemkar. Avnosam b'tayres chalipim. Kim shemosh chuzay ha-mois. Nitni loy chepes b'chomokim shahu. Rumash b'tayrech l'shainoi. She perish b'tayres chalipim. V'nir, yeah. So he said, you know, what does he take from our Rashi? When Rashi says that by Kesef, we gave B'tayras Derech Mecha Memkar, B'tayras Damim, yeah? Hanim Lekshanasim, B'tayras Damim, this is the Kesef, is not Kaina, Mois not Kaina, when he gave it, B'tayras Damim, K'derech Mecha Memkar. Avonosim B'tayras Chalipin, Kim Shemashach Zeh Mois, Niknulay Chavetz Chomok B'shu. So the Rosh says, that what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that if you speak out, I'm buying it with the money, then Kesef is not kaina. But if you say I'm buying it b'tayras chalipin, then it is kaina. So when Rashi says the difference is whether it's tayras kesef or tayras chalipin, right? What does that mean? That means what did you say? What did you articulate? When you bought it, what did you say? Did you say, I'm being kind of king Kesef? Or you said, I'm being kind of king Chalipin? That's what the Rosh understands, That's what the Rosh takes out from our Rashi. And that's how you know where you are.
What is
the Stam? What? The Stam? So the Rosh himself says, no, the Rosh argues, Nira, Dafil B'Stam. He says, "Haray I think you mentioned yesterday that by Kinyan Suder, right? We give it back. Right? It's a whole shaya b'chal whether the Meicher could keep it if he wants to keep it. Right? We'll obviously get back to that also, but." But normally, Avada, it's given back. What?
Rosh says,
Regina, exactly.
Is it the
It's a sugya whether you have to give it back. But even if you don't have to give it back, even if you don't have to give it back, the regilis is to give it back. That's what he's saying. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. The machoik is whether you have to give it back, whether it's kinyan maslahak next. Is machoik whether b'chali he could keep it if he wants. Right? But the Rosh is saying linyaneinu doesn't make a difference. Because even if technically you're allowed to keep it, but saif kasaif, bottom line, ma'is mechal yayim, I've never seen the chasen by chasana, you know, hold on to that yarmulke or hold on to that pen or the gartel if the Masad Gushin is chasidish. I mean, that, I've never seen it. Oh, I'm keeping that gartel, yeah? And maybe it was Chaim Kanevsky, that was Masad Gushin, and he's grabbed onto the gartel. But bottom line is about the by Kinyan Suda, you give it back. That's Ma'aseh Mechal Yayin. So Meir says the Rosh, that's going to show us whether we're in Kinyan Kesef or Mugs. Now, I'm just wondering over here. Yesterday I made a big deal about the Rashi, whether it's Torah's Damim or it's Torah's Chalipin. Right, Torah's Damim is payment. Torah's Chalipin is an exchange. Right, in the Rosh seems to be saying that's a shy. What did you say? Did you say kesef, or did you say being kind with kesef, or did you say being kind with chalipin? There might be a shtuka mashmoyis in the Rosh that we're not talking necessarily about a fundamental difference. We're just talking about what did you say, but l'chayr it's not true because even the Rosh is saying, that in Rashi you also have that, right? Avad the Rosh is maskim in Rashi that Torah's damim is different than Torah's chalipin. That's him, right? Torah's damim is paying, like we said yesterday. Torah's chalipin is exchanging. But he's saying though, but also he understands in Rashi that it's not that it's talking about that you articulated that by kesef you said it's Torah's damim, and by chalipin you said it's Torah's chalipin. But avada is a fundamental difference. It's not just what you said. Avada, even the Rosh, is a fundamental difference between kinyan kesef and kinyan chalipin. Okay, let's go back to Tosfos.
So if you're saying the Rosh that you can see by the fact that
it is Matbeya,
that's what the
Raya
is Chalipin. Did I hear that
right? No, we're going now. We're going now Matbeya
Isa Chalipin. Right.
So therefore, the fact that it's a coin doesn't tell me anything. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We have a coin. I can either be Kinyan Kesef, which does work, or Chalipin right. Does work.
Yeah.
So according to Rashi, it depends what you say.
Right.
According to the Rosh, if it's going to be given back,
right. Okay.
Then we know that's Chalipin.
Does he also hold that if he says something,
it
makes a difference?
He said, Yavada, if I spoke it out, for sure that's good. But he said, you don't have to speak it out. Actions speak louder than words. In fact, you give it back, that's Megal Das, they're doing Chalipin and not Kesef. That's what he said. Okay, now, so we have the Rashi over here. The Rashi learns that the whole sugya of Matbeya Nas Chalipin, Matbeya Nas Chalipin, is only in Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Sheshes, you don't need a kli. According to Nachman, you need a kli. Then avada matbeya is not an as kli. And Tosfos has problems with that. Yes, first he has a problem that how can Nachman argue with Rav Levi? The other Rishonim have a problem. Rabban asks that if Rav Nachman Ataka holds that Emad Ben Nasachalipin, if Rav Nachman holds Emad Ben Nasachalipin, because you need a kli, so then the Gemara should ask all the questions that the Gemara asks on our sugya should be asked on Rav Nachman. Should be asked Rav Nachman. Okay, again, they also Mishnah Zeger Ferluch. Say it. Echamur Kumar Kudim. We already did it over here. We had Rav Levi over here. But here, guys, saw Teretz in the Pnei Yeshua, which I don't know if it's necessarily going to work out for Rashi, but the Pnei Yeshua says that The Tais later that says that Rav Nachman that says Nidafka Kli and a Peri is not Nasa Halipin. That's Nafka again. That's Nafka by Kenyan Suder, where it's not Shalva Shalva. Right? We mentioned before, there's two types of Chalipin. There's Chalipin of Shalva Shalva and the Chalipin of Kenyan Suder. So he says, Rav Nachman is Maida, Yechanina. Rav Nachman is Maida by Shalva Shalva, that even Peri is Avdi Chalipin. This is Rav Nachman says, you need Nafka of Kli, that's by Kenyan Suder. But by Shav B'Shava, even Nachman is Ma'ida. So Meila, he wants to say, maybe our Gemara, that our Gemara is talking about Shav B'Shava. Our Gemara is too much Shav B'Shava. So Meila, in our Sugya, Rav Nachman is Ma'ida. Okay. Hakapanim, who want to help with Rashi? Just an idea. What? Not like what? What do you mean? At what? Tais doesn't learn Agamara's Shavu Shava. And Shul wants to be Chadish and Agamara's Shavu Shava. The idea that Rav Nachman is Maida, where that Paris is Avdi Chalipin when it's Shavu Shava, that's okay. That's Tais on the Bavan base. Okay. What?
So
there's
no difference between
Shabbat
Shabbat and
Suda?
So
it's Kilo Shabbat Shabbat? We just meant the Ramban. The Balan Shtase holds no difference. That's right. He holds that. Now, so, Tais had a number of problems as well. That, he says, he argues fundamentally in Rashi. Rashi's Mabeya is. Mabe is not a kli. And Tari says, no, it is a kli. He says, why? Because it's Roy, Lishkum Mashkalais, and you can put it, you can make it a necklace for your daughter. And Tari brings another number of rayas. That is a kli. He says, according to B'sheshes, you don't need a kli, but you need peri. And Mabe is not called Peri. He means the number is that Mabe is not called Peri. We went through this yesterday. But when we come on, the Mona Lamute Peri. Oh, then there's another Kasha. Oh, the Mona come on. The Mona Lamute Peris. Be Lamute Mabeya. Alma Lemikri Peri. Because the Mara says, right? The Mara says, we have two drushes. We have two drushes. B'mana l'mute peri, not b'mana l'mute peri, bay l'mute matbeya. I'm going to show you. Kaman kasvina idna. We're not drushing. Kaman kasvina idna. B'mana the kashal l'mikna. When we write that a klipa was made, we write, and then you write in the Shnar Ksuba, it says that, you listen, b'mana the kashal l'mikna bay. So what b'mana is a kli? The kashal l'mikna bay. B'mon afuke that Paris has to be a kli, not of sheishes. Yeah, the kasha afuke mishmul dama kainin. Yeah, muruka lemik. Yeah, muruka lemikne afuke with levi. So zoktaisis. Said the wrong one. Sorry. Mona. Yeah. So Tai says, so what's his problem? Alma loy mikri peri. Goes up, why do you need two things lafuke? Same thing. Vigam kli loy haba may nasach lipin. Elabade kli mikri. So again, Tais has a problem. What do you need to mute him? Yeah, mon mute peiris, and bay lemute mat beya. Why do you need two things? According to Rashi, mat beya is peiris. It's not a kli. So, again, yesterday we mentioned from the Rajba, that the Ilan Virashi, there's two dargas, right? Ilan Virashi, there's Peiris Mamish, and then there's Matbeya, which is also considered Peiris. It's not a kli, it's also Peiri. But Avada, there's two things here. No, is that once if we're Mayat Peiri, it doesn't necessarily mean we'll be Mayat. Will be Mamayit money, because money is better than Peiris. So we need Mamayit Peiris, and not only Peiris, also Mamayit money. Now Luchari can answer this problem. Now, Zoktai Swiss. Yesh Einrim, Shechosh of Kli, Lutish Yeritza by itself. Luchari Mekaldam. Before he told us why is it called a kli, because it's roi lishkabal mishkailas and litlois betzaver bitoi. Yeshayim says it's called a kli because you could use it, you could buy stuff with it. That itself makes it a kli. And then Mizrahi, you see, not like that. Yeshayim beprutatois lekalai utiva, and still you could do chalipin. Still, not even though it became possible over there, yeah. So you see, in these two gemaras in our sugya, we see that even if it's not functioning, it's not currency that's viable. Yeah, but still, if you're on the bed, nik machalipin, you can be kind of. So you see that what makes it a kli is not because you can buy something with it. That's not what makes it a kli. You have to say what makes it a kli is something else. Now, so says Machlaik is over here. So Shail is the Yesh Aimrim. Yeah, the Yesh Aimrim that are saying that why is it a kli you could buy stuff with it? Is he arguing on the first Teretz? And also Tais first there, Tais himself always the Yeshayim. Shail is why. Now we have two options here. One that you use for a necklace and one that you buy from it. Right? The one that says you buy from it means he holds it that this thing uses it for a necklace. That's not a reason to make a kli. Yes, come on, the fact you're buying from it. And vice versa, Tais doesn't hold it is. So Tais doesn't hold it for they you buy something with it. It means Rai is not like that. So the Yesh Aimrim might argue on the svar of the necklace. Chavam Menachem is not here. Because he might hold that since that's not a normal thing to take a coin, yeah, and put a spring through it, that's your jewelry. So even though it's possible to do that, right, that doesn't give it a sham kli. To give it a sham kli, it has to be something that's a normal thing to do. What? Like a weight. Oh, so that's how I was wondering. A weight is probably, I don't know, is that Derek? Or normally you have weights. Yeah.
The whole point of a coin is you know what weight of silver is. Like meant, it's almost like it's meant for weight. It tells you this is weight it's exactly this much.
I don't know if that's the whole point of it. I mean, it's gold. True that we mentioned yesterday when we said it in Texas that each coin has a certain weight. Yes. But I don't, you know, but it could be normally a weight, you have weights. Yeah. Maybe a coin is not so great because maybe it gets worn out because you know, use it a lot, gets passed from hand to hand. So maybe a coin is not a great idea to use for weights. But
too valuable.
What?
You're not gonna
risk it. Okay, whatever. So it could be the Yesh Aimrim hold that has to be a normal function. The fact that you could use it for something, that doesn't give it a sham kli. But here, the normal function is to be mitzvah. The child is the other way. Does Tais himself proves that the Yesh Aimrim is wrong, that you see that it's kli even when it's not yaitse, right? The shaila is though, does he disagree with the svara of the Yeshayimrim, or he's just proving him wrong that's not the reason why it's a kli, but an echanami, if it tak is yaitse, if it's functional currency, maybe it is a kli. Or could be at the end of the day, maybe tak argues, because there's a svara that you could say that's not called using the kli. Using the kli is when you're using the physical kli. The fact that you buy something with and using the value of it, maybe Tyson would disagree and say that that's not called a usage of the kli to give it a sham kli. Now, in the Gemara's Teretz, my time in Yom Eimad Ben Aschalipin, the Dai Dai Tsurasa. Tsurasa Abidi, the Betail. So Rashi said, what does that mean? Rashi said that since it could go out of circulation, the Mela could mevatel it. So Mela, it's like a Dovash Ein Mesui. It's like a broken kli. And chalipin, you're not kinda with a broken kli. As b'dav mesuim, the Gemara says, b'dav mesuim, mechatzi egois, right? You can't be kinda because not b'dav mesuim. So maybe he says also, since it could become bottle, it's like it's broken. It's like it's broken. What? Why is that? What? No. So we discussed it yesterday. Discussed it yesterday. You asked Massimo. What? You asked Massimo. Oh, so you should remember. Same thing.
No,
what's the difference? So what do we say? That it's only because he's machshevit as a functioning coin. So Mela, Gabi Dad's broken. But Lamaisa, If it's Asimon, then that's what it is. So it's not broken. Yeah. It's not broken. It is what it is. Right? It's only if he's machshevit as a functioning coin, then the fact that it could break, meaning it could be the king could mevatel it, that gives it a shame of a broken coin. Clapping what he's machshev, we said. So same thing would be answered by put the price, all those things would be the same thing. Not muchach, not exactly the same thing. Simone maybe is a little better, but what we said then I think could apply over there also. Over there, now, most of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi on this, and the main question the Rishonim ask is that, Harei, in Maskanos HaGemara, we say that Matbei is not Nas Chalipin. So not only can you use the matbeya in place of the sudur, you can't be kinda matbeya with chalipin either. Just like the matbeya can't be the mode of kinyan, so too it can't be the davar hanikne. So you can't use matbeya as the sudur. You can't be kind of a matbeya with a sudur either. What?
That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Take over Kiva's place. And the Rishonim ask that this that you need, a dov mesuyim, that the Gemara learns out, By the dover that you're using to be kaina, the nal, right? The nal has to be a dover mesuyim, right? It can't be broken. That means that the object you're using to make the kinyan chalipin, that has to be a full object. You can't use a half a nut, right? But if you want, but you could be kaina half a nut with chalipin. Why not? There's no shikamar. There's no sugi. You can't be kind of a half a nut, a chalipin. Right? Right? Gemara says, Ma nalo edov mesu. What do we learn now? From now. In the case of Bayer, what was the now? What was the function of the now? You're not being kind of the now. You're not buying shoes. Yeah? the shoe is the suder. And that we say it has to be dov mesuyim. Man al dov mesuyim. So dov mesuyim, Hashem can chatzirim, it can be used as the suder. But we want to be kind of a chatzir now, doesn't say we a chatzir pri, doesn't say we can't be kind of. That's what Rishonim will ask in Rashi. But the Rishonim suggests maybe for Rashi that maybe it's your papa shtasai. Your papa later on said, I feel a man that I'm a emad be nas chalipin. Me'ab lud lo yav be chalipin. Eknu ye mikni be chalipin. Or a papa wanted to say that mad be is mikni be chalipin. You might end up slugging him up. But the papa himself wanted to say mad be is nikne be chalipin. So meila or papa shtasai that he explains the svara of avid the batli, which means it makes it davish ani mesuyim. Right? L'shtasai, it's good. L'shtasai, the only problem with Matbeya is Matbeya functioning as the Suder. But not when you want to be kind of Matbeya. So that's one. That's Rapapa Shtasai. But Echrami, L'fina Maskarnas HaGemara, that what? You can't be kind of Matbeya B'chalipin? Then you have to find a new Svara. That's what Rishonim suggests for Rashi. I was thinking maybe when Rashi said, you mentioned yesterday, when Rashi says, Ema ben not sleeping, can the farish of papa, why is it saying can the farish of papa? Maybe Rashi is being maramiz, that's after a papa, a papa l'shtasai, of later, that papa holds that Matbe is nicked the chalipin. I don't know. What? Huh?
Nah, yesterday I asked, on that Rashi, it seems like
it was literally the next word. Right. Right. Which I thought that was necessary. Right. So we asked that question. Okay. Now, but the truth of the matter is, the Machne Ephraim, Hilchos Chalipin, Simen Gimel, the Machne Ephraim brings down, well, allegedly, an alleged Tshuvas HaRashba that says that you can't be kaina a davash ainim mesuyim b'chalipin. Just like Gemara says, you can't use a davash ainim mesuyim for chalipin, so too you cannot be kaina a davash ainim mesuyim with chalipin. But then in the Hagov, in the Machne Ephraim, they say this Tshuva is not from the Rashba, it's a Tshuva from the Ram Rudenberg, and that would make sense because the Rashba and Arasugya Haray attacks Rashi with that point. The Rashba Sugya holds that he asks Rashi that Rashi Svara doesn't apply to the Davar Nikna. I mean, he's assuming that the Davar Nikna could be Davar Shein Mesuyim. That's the assumption of all the Shein Arasugya. Akapanim, but there is such a sheet out in the Rishonim, be it the Raj or be it the Ram Rutenberg, and Mela, if it could be, Ken Zayntak, and the Rashi agree, Rashi holding that Shita, that, and then he here, so Rashi holding the Shita, that just like you can't use a Dover Shainim Asuyim for Khalipin, you also can't be kind of a Dover Shainim Asuyim. With Chalipin. Now, the Rishonim themselves, argue in Rashi, and they learn differently. So there's different Rishonim in the Rishonim. So there's different Rishonim in the Rishonim exactly how they argue in Rashi. Ramban Yeshafarish Sirasa Abida the Potato, have like a Dovish and Gufi Mum. Dumi Loisius. My time ain't Nasa Chalipin, ain't Nick Namba Chalipin. So the Ramban Kedarkai is very Bekitzer. And he says that Dovashay Mesuyim, that Avidi, the batli makes it that it's not gufei mammon. Makes it that it doesn't have inherent value. Doesn't have inherent value. It's kilo like a shtar. It's totally in the whether or not it's accepted. Amelo chalipin, that's why you can't use that for chalipin. Chalipin has to be something that has inherent value. It's like a star. So he said, where are we made it from? From the notion of the, we say, bay, right? The mikne bay. Laima b'dover shekainim bay, laima b'dover shegufay mamay. Hamad bay, leikani bay. Leikani bay, el b'tsurase. The died in Inish at tsurasa. B'tsurasa, kim navi debatli, les me mishasha. So he's saying that since it's totally in the tsura, the value of the coin as a coin is totally in the fact that there's a tsura. Mela, since the tzura become bottle. So it's really, first of all, there's a little bit of a problem that why isn't Gemara saying because it could be bottle? If you're telling me that the value of a coin is totally the fact that there's a picture of the king on it, the picture on it, that's what gives it the value as a coin, right? So therefore, what's the problem? It's called Ein Gufei Mammon. Yeah, it's Ein Gufei Mammon. Right? Same good for mom. But so why is it due to the fact that it's vid the batli? And if it wasn't a vid the batli, it's still telling the tzura. It just so happens to be that it doesn't happen that the mouth is a batli. There's a problem with the Rishakma.
It would be like a painting.
What?
It would be like a painting. A painting is good for a moment.
Painting is shava kesef.
Fine.
What? Because it was a tzura. Tzura is there a shava over here? What?
No. So a tzura stamps into a coin.
Yeah.
It gives the coin greater value. What's the problem?
We're not talking about greater value or lesser value. The Rishonim are saying that since the value of the coin is dependent on there being a picture on it, and so therefore it's like they compare it to a shtar. It's not gufei mammon. In a way, it's not. The value is not totally in its inherent value. It's totally because of the picture.
It would still be worth something, just not as much.
So it's
still worth more than a ruta, even without the stamp. And therefore, what?
What are you asking? What's the thing? You're answering my question.
Great. So who cares that it is a tzura? Fine. Just give it al das that for the value, just for the weight is over.
You ask a different question. What was my question? I don't understand. You ask a same question, a new question, or something? What's the word we're talking about right now?
If you say if it's not a bead in the bottle, then once it becomes a coin, then it doesn't change. So really the silver itself is a coin. But if it can be a bead in the bottle, then you see that it's just the stamp that's the coin. The silver is a separate thing.
If it wasn't a bead in the bottle, it's still a coin, right? Just because, you know, let's say there's a law, once a coin is in circulation, right, you can't take it out of circulation. You can make new coins, but you can't bottle the old coin. Let's say there was such a law, right? Then the tzura is not what's making it valuable?
Maybe we'll say the coin itself is what's valuable.
It's not true, but then let's say what would happen if you scraped off the tzura, right? It's not vid the batli, meaning the melech is not going to be. It's the melech. Melech can't take it out of circulation. Yeah, and say, okay, there's a new king now. Now you need his coin, his face on the coin, and everyone else, it's not good anymore, right? But let's say you scraped it off. It's not going to have that value as a coin, right?
It's no longer a coin.
What?
It's now just a lump of metal. It's the same as
what?
It's now just a lump of metal rather than a coin.
Okay.
The reason why it's tight in the painting, if you have a painting and you scrape before the paint, well, then you should have a blank canvas.
So I'm not sure what you want with this tushel to the painter. No, we'll talk about that later, right?
The thing is that a lump of metal with a picture on it is worth a certain amount. The only problem is if the stamp on it is not intrinsically worth something, it's only worth something because someone says so. It's only worth something because the man, the king, is makshiv the sur. If the sur itself has a value, there's no problem with that.
But the surah itself only
is
valued because it's...
Oh, because it's the surah. Okay. Now, the Ran over here, come back to the Sharim say, and therefore the Sharim say that Svar applies equally to being kinder with Matbeya and trying to be kinder with Matbeya. The Ran over here has a question. Ron over here has a question that if Talmud is a svara of that a coin is avid the batli, so then why does it work for the Kenyan Kesef? It can't work for Chalipin, avid the batli. So why does it work for Kenyan Kesef? Why does it work for Kenyan Kesef? Why is Kenyan Kesef different than in Kenyan Suda? Says the Ran. Miu, can't mean a diet that's rasa. Hani mili hecha, shumakabloi betayras chalipin. Shakim shumakbid behen, beroitz oison, beinon ikal meimer a diet that's rasa. Awa hecha shumakabter is domim, loy mean a diet that's rasa. Shumatar mekain, hech kaganik mekesev, hechech mekeshevoy. What's the Ran saying? Kivach umakt behem v'roitza oison. Then you need. Then this is for daid that surah. Shenke b'tayr is done. So what's he saying? Chayy is saying very simple. What he's saying is like this: that when I'm taking the coin, b'tayr is damim, right? B'tayr is damim. As I'm taking the coin as payment. So I'm taking it as payment, then Saif Masaif, right now, the coin is a viable coin. Right now, the coin is worth whatever the amount that says on the coin. Right? So I'm taking it as payment, yeah? Then we look at the value. Saif Masaif, this coin has value. Right? You know, Zavidi the Batli. It doesn't change one iota. It doesn't make it worth 1 cent less. Right? Because right now, it's a viable coin. The king hasn't been mevatelit. And therefore, as value, it makes no difference the fact that it's possible to become batel. And therefore, if I'm using it as currency, I'm using it as the dollar value of it, then it doesn't make a difference as a vid batel. Says the Ran, what the Gemara says, where Papa is saying where it is a problem, is only when it's chalipin. Because by chalipin, what's important is not the value of the object, what's important is the object. Okay, one second. What's important is the object, the hainu. That when I make a chalipin, I'm saying, I'm exchanging this for that. Yeah. So then, with that, what am I doing? I'm accepting this. It's a sudor, whatever it is, an apple, whatever it is. But I'm accepting this. I want this object to be b'mkayim the other object. So then, what's chashuv over here is the object as the object that it is. So therefore, then this is svar the Rishonim say it's a bidi to become batel. Therefore, it's not guf and mammon. And maybe I'm thinking of it as as something that's real, and really in a way it's not real. So therefore, there's a problem that his das is that he's getting a real object over here. He's not really getting an object. He's really getting like a shtar. He's getting something which means something, but not something that has inherent value. But that whole svara of inherent value, not inherent value, that's only a svara by Chalipin, by Kinyan Suter, where we're dealing with an object. And then the shaila is, what object do I have in mind when I'm mimasking for my Kinyan? So if I have this type of object in mind, and it's really not that, it's a problem. But when we're dealing with money, the Rambam is saying a very simple svara. When we're dealing with money, so like we said yesterday, I'm paying for the object. I'm paying for the object. So if this thing that I'm paying for has a value, then I paid for it. Doesn't make a difference that it be the batli, because if it be the batli, doesn't change the value of the coin one bit.